stories making headlines this evening. ERB hikes pump prices for diesel, kerosene, and Jet A1. Government Lungu family signed consent order on custody of former president's remains. And Trump says U.S. studying troop cuts in Germany as spat with MERS intensifies.
The Hot FM News with Ketron Donga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. Now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has revised upwards fuel pump prices for diesel, kerosene and Jet A1 for the month of May 2026, effective midnight. Diesel has increased to 33 kwacha, 99 ngwe per litre, from 29 kwacha, 78 ngwe. Kerosene has increased from 35 kwacha, 5 ngwe per litre, from 32 kwacha, 26 ngwe, and Jet A1 has increased to 37 kwacha, 98 ngwe per litre, from 34 kwacha, 74 ngwe. And ERB has, however, maintained the pump price of petrol at 27 kwacha, 15 ngwe per litre, as changes in the wholesale price remain within the set trigger band threshold of 2.5%. In a statement, ERB board chairperson James Banda said during the period under review, international oil prices continued to rise, largely due to heightened geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. He has explained that during the same period, the Zambian kwacha strengthened slightly against the United States dollar, appreciating from 19 kwacha 44 ngwe to 19 kwacha 16 ngwe per US dollar, representing a 1.44% gain. Government and the family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu have signed a consent order that formally nullifies the ex parte order issued on 22nd April 2026. The order had temporarily placed custody of the former president's remains with his family while they were still held by the South African police. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha says following the lapse of the appeal before the Supreme Court of Appeal, the government cited the judgment delivered on 8 August 2025 to take custody of the remains. He said, however, the transfer to Zambia had not yet occurred as the body remained under the care of the South African police. Meanwhile, Mr. Kabesha said government has agreed to the family's request to move the body from B3 Undertakers to Avob on Monday, 4th May 2026, against the order that had directed it that it is moved today. He said through their lawyers, Mashale and Company, the family asked that the transfer occurs only on Monday when they are able to be present. President Hakainde Hichilema has officially commissioned the Itimbi 2 solar power plant, a 136 megawatt peak facility in Kitwe District, Copperbelt Province. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, President Hichilema has reassured stakeholders that there are no plans to close Copperbelt Energy Corporation PLC. The head of state has encouraged the power utility to expand its investments in electricity generation and transmission, both locally and in international markets. President Hichilema has further pledged continued government support to the company, stating that his administration remains committed to addressing regulatory challenges that may be limiting CEC's operations.
Continue investing in circulation, both in country and interconnected, so we can support our market, export market, which many times are more valuable than domestic market. That's my encouragement to CEC. We like what you do. We like your sufficient. You have our support. Full support. Not half support, but full support. There will be no more disturbance. And CEC guys know what I'm talking about. There will be no more stress on you or cause of what? Madness. How can any given politician threaten the poor CEC?
Government has presented a 26.3 billion kwacha supplementary budget for 2026 to Parliament to address emerging fiscal pressures, including increased farmer payments, public service wage adjustments, and external shocks. Speaking during the presentation of the supplementary estimates in Parliament, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Simbeko Musokotwane said the additional expenditure is driven by increased grain purchases, public service wage adjustments, and revenue losses of about $200 million linked to the war in the Middle East. He said key allocations include 7.4 billion kwacha to the agriculture sector, 7.5 billion kwacha for loans and investments, and 1.3 billion kwacha for social protection programs. Dr. Musokotwane has added that the supplementary budget will be financed through a combination of grants, domestic revenues, borrowing, carrying over funds, and expenditure realignments within the 2026 budget.
Out of the recommended 26.3 billion kwacha, an amount of 7.4 billion kwacha, representing 28.3%, has been allocated to the Ministry of Agriculture. This allocation is intended to replenish the resources that were earlier utilized to pay small-scale farmers who provided maize during the 2025 crop marketing season, as well as pay arrears to agro-dealers for inputs acquired from them under the Farmer Input Supply Program TIPIP during the 2025-2026 farming season.
Meanwhile, Dr. Musokotwane, in a ministerial statement delivered to Parliament, said the 9th National Development Plan will focus on inclusive growth, economic diversification, and poverty reduction as Zambia works towards attaining upper middle income status by 2030.
Developing the 9th plan is a national responsibility involving wide consultations with government, civil society, faith groups, private sector, academia, traditional leaders, and others. I would say that this House supports for the 9th plan formulation in your constituency. We can transform Zambia's livelihoods towards upper middle income status by 2030, fulfilling our commitment in unity, peace, and patriotism.
The National Democratic Institute NDI pre-election assessment has revealed that while Zambia has made progress in addressing past electoral challenges and advancing constitutional, legislative and policy reforms, the process only began in late 2025, limiting the time available to fully consider the implications of the proposed changes. The assessment further indicates that many Zambians have raised concerns over limited political space, lack of tolerance for divergent views, and restrictions affecting the ability of all political parties and candidates to freely participate in elections. Speaking during the presentation of the findings, Head of Delegation Mohamed Chambas has recommended that all political parties be allowed to freely hold political gatherings and campaign rallies across the country.
The proposal to allocate PRC based on the results of the presidential election rather than the results of National Assembly and District Council elections means that votes for the presidency will be used to determine the composition of the National Assembly and District Council. This undermines the separation of powers between the executive and the legislature.
Meanwhile, Delegation Commissioner Lillian